Olds, power outages along the Highway 2 corridor between Olds and Balzac that started Saturday morning affected just over 1,000 customers. Fortis Alberta reported 10 separate power outage incidents began in the corridor between 7:40 a.m. and 9:32 a.m. on February 1, affecting an estimated 1,002 customers. By 10:30 a.m., a reason for the outages had only been determined for one of them, Fortis Alberta reported. Ice, snow buildup on equipment caused an outage in Mountain View County southeast of Carstairs along Highway 2 that started at 7:40 a.m. affecting 7 customers. In the north, a power outage began at 9:32 a.m. in Mountain View County east of Olds, comprising an area that stretched from the Olds Golf Club in the west to nearly Highway 791 in the east. Power was restored just over an hour later. 94 customers were affected, according to Fortis Alberta. An outage in Didsbury that started at 7:55 a.m. was said to have affected 5 customers at the time but grew to 50 customers by 11 a.m. The area of town affected was largely north of 20th Avenue and east of 23rd Street. Customers to the north of the town in Mountain View County were also affected. Power was restored before noon. An outage east of Highway 2 north of Crossfield started at 8:45 a.m. affecting 34 customers in the northern part of Rocky View County and the southern part of Mountain View County. 3 separate outages west and southwest of Crossfield in Rocky View County began between 8:13 a.m. and 9:31 a.m. affecting 74 customers. 1 outage west of Airdrie started at around 9 a.m. affecting 5 customers. By far, the largest outage occurred around 8:46 a.m. in the northeast part of Airdrie on the east side of Highway 2 and extended east along Highway 567 to Highway 9 south of Irokana and south to Highway 566 east of Balzac. It started at about 8:46 a.m. and power was restored by just after 11 a.m. Fortis Alberta reported 952 customers had been impacted. Meanwhile, in other parts of the province, ice and snow buildup on equipment was blamed for an outage west of Strathmore that started at 11:13 a.m.